Everyone loves a good McDonald's meal, don't you? However, based on the recent pandemic happenings, we have to be aware of the dangers we might face when we leave the house. When the authorities ask us to wear masks and maintain social distancing once we leave the house, they're not just saying it for fun, they truly mean it for our safety. The first McDonald's in Indonesia, located in Sarina, central Jakarta, announced its closure and operated for the final time on the 10th of May. To commemorate this iconic moment, thousands of Indonesians crowded the premise despite the country's partial lockdown protocols to capture the outlet's final moments. If you see this image, then you would know that there's no social distancing. Many of the visitors went to the restaurant to reminisce by taking photos, ordering takeaways, as well as leaving messages on posters provided by the management. Although standard measures were reportedly taken inside, nothing could be done about the crowd outside. Hope there's no MCD Sarina cluster. Large-scale social restriction, PSBB, is only strict on paper, but how is it during implementation? How come this mass gathering wasn't stopped immediately? Arifin, the head of public order agency in Satpol, said in a statement that they later met with representatives of McDonald's Sarina, with them claiming that there was no official invitation for the public to witness the closing. Well, McD's management should have known that an activity that gathers a large crowd is prohibited during PSBB, he said. Despite the clear absence of social distancing, Indonesian police's chief of security maintenance unit Agus Andrianto didn't seem to think that the gathering violated PSBB. He said that as long as social distancing was maintained and the people wore masks, there was no problem. Those who have pre-existing conditions and diseases should be more aware, because as long as the vaccine is not yet found, we have to get used to living with the coronavirus. Are we not going to do any activity? Definitely not, life goes on. Indonesia has currently the third highest number of cases in Asia, with 14,265 cases and 991 deaths. What do you think of this situation and the statement made by the authorities? Let us know in the comments section. Also read, Indonesian YouTubers fill food boxes with trash, give them to transgenders and children as prank. You have reached the end of this story.